Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And, of course, part one today's show, which is...
All right. Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course...
English idiom.
That's
and now is the time to review the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Yesterday's idiom was money talks.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 money talks, 直译呢是钱能说话，转译成呢有钱能使鬼推磨，表示钱的功效或钱的能量是无穷的，是很大的意思。Money talks. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, we have another money idiom.
All right.
Today's money idiom is...Money to burn. Money to burn. Burn is B-U-R-N. Money to burn.
那么今天的idiom是 money, 同样跟钱有关系，后面 to burn, 去烧的意思，烧钱。那么这个烧钱呢，我们直译成中文，可能大家有几个理解，比如说第一个理解呢，它是我们中国人的一个传统，比如说在一些鬼节之前可能要烧一些钱，是不是那个烧钱？还是说我们说 burn money 表示说一个人特别特别的能花钱，特别能糟践钱， money to burn。 那么究竟是哪个意思？我们今天呢和 Sam 做一个简单的 demonstration， 看看它准确的意思是什么。 Well, Sam, today is the payday, so how are you going to spend the money?
Well, I've already got it all planned out. You see, well,You know I live with my parents, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't have a rent to think about. I don't have a family to think about. This paycheck is all mine. It's just money to burn. So, since I've got money to burn, I think I'm going to go to the shopping mall and kind of walk around. And anything that catches my eye, I'm going to buy it.
Well, Sam, you're lucky, man. But for me, it's a different story because I have to pay the rent...the utilities and the education for my children. Well, I don't have much money left to burn.
Yeah, that's why I love being young and single.
Right, so I'm a little bit jealous of you, Sam, be honest.
Well, you know what? I have a pretty good, like, sound system, entertainment system at my house.
Mm-hmm.
So you should come over when you get a little free time and we can watch a movie or something.
All right. Okay. Just give me a call.
And who knows? I've got so much money to burn, I can even maybe get you a little something something. What do you think?
You sure?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you. 那么刚才的对话呢，我们提到了 money to burn. 那么它的场景是什么呢？今天呢是发工资的日子，然后问 Sam 说这笔钱工资怎么去花。对 Sam 来讲呢，他呢跟父母住一起，没有太多的花销，同时呢他呢整个的吃饭呐、什么也不用交任何的水电煤气费，所以他这笔钱呢就可以自己灵活的自由的来支配。他准备呢去购物，然后买自己想买的这些东西，所以呢他用到的一个词组呢 money to burn， 表示说有很大一笔可以自己支配的这笔钱。对我来讲呢，我因为要付房租，同时呢还要交水电煤气费，以及呢我还要支付我孩子的教育的一些费用等等，所以对我来讲呢 not much money left to burn， 就没有太多的可以乱花的钱了。所以我们今天讲到这个词组呢 money to burn， 表示说可以乱花的那笔钱。
Yeah, so if you're burning money, obviously you don't really need the money.It's not that important to you, so you just kind of spend it on whatever, right?
Right, 往往指呢，人呢，钱太多了，没有地方去花，就可以这次 money to burn.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that much money. It、mm-hmm. could be a little bit, but hey, you really don't care about it, because it's not really necessary, right?
Right. I'm wondering, it can be used in some office situation as well, right, Sam?
So, for example, the government work is divided up into departments. For example, we have health.We have transportation, we have education, so on. And usually each department is, well, some money is sectioned off for them.、
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to make sure they use it all the time. Otherwise, the government, if they don't use all their money, will take some of it away, thinking, oh, you don't need all that money.
Right.
So if that department is quite efficient with their money, they're usually left over with some money to burn, but
right.
of course they have to burn it or use it up, otherwise they won't get as much money next year.
Sam 讲到了说 money to burn 还可以用在一些办公的场景，特别呢是指一些政府的部门，有的时候呢在政府的各个部门之间，他们得到的政府的财政的款项呢是不一样的。如果说一个部门他呢如果自己钱花的比较节省，那么他往往在年底呢会有一笔钱截留下来，那这笔钱就可以作为大家作为一个年终奖，或者是开一个年会，或者呢安排大家去旅行，那么作为一种能够自由支配的这笔钱，那么这笔钱就可以叫做 money to burn. Okay, so this is a very useful expression we can use in our daily conversation.
Yeah, and hopefully if you're making money, you don't have too many bills, and at the end of the month, you're left with some money to burn.
Right. Alright, so this is the end of today's idiom study, and now let's go to part two of today's Youth English.
Alright, part two is, of course, Hit the Books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, I know there's a saying or not an idiom or something we call the Pharaoh's Curse.
Well, this is a common belief that usually the tombs of the pharaohs all have a curse upon them.
Really?
Or so if you open these tombs, then you have to be careful.
So is this a real or kind of just a people's superstition?
Well, I guess it's a superstition, but you know, many people believe in curses. But I personally don't believe in them.
Right. 那么今天呢，我和 Sam 继续讨论埃及的金字塔。我们在讨论金字塔的时候呢，往往听到有一句话听起来让人特别的害怕。那么这个东西是什么呢？法老的咒语。究竟什么是法老的咒语？英文叫做 Pharaoh's Curse, C-U-R-S-E。这种事情究竟存在呢？还是人们迷信的认为法老的棺木里面会有一种神秘的力量存在？下面呢，我和 Sam 对这个法老的咒语呢进行一个简短的一个介绍。So before we go to the story, now let's check the vocab first.
Alright, today's first word for our vocab is curse. Curse. C-U-R-S-E. Curse.
今天的第一个单词呢也是我们今天的主题，叫 curse, 咒语的意思 curse. It can be used as a noun and verb, right?
Yeah, that's right. But usually, when it's a noun, we say put a curse on
someone, right?
Yes, that's right.
往往如果作为名词来讲呢，前面加动词 put curse on someone, 用介词 on someone.
Next we have in poor health. Three words. In poor, P-O-O-R, health.
第二个呢是一个词组 in poor health, 表示一个人身体不好。In poor health. 那么如果一个人的身体条件、身体状况比较好或良好，怎么说呢？ In good health.
Right. So we often use poor a lot for bad.
Right.
Especially when it comes to our body. So for example, we have poor health, we have poor eyesight, we have poor hearing,、
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of things like that. So a lot of these words that have to do with our body, if it's bad, we can use poor.
Right, 所以大家注意呢，如果说表示我们身体某一个部位有问题或不好的时候呢，尽量不要用这个单词 bad, 而用我们今天讲到这个形容词 poor, 比如我们刚才讲了 in poor health. 另外如果一个人的视力有问题的话呢，可以用我们的 poor sight, 表示我们的视力有问题。
Okay, next we have die.From. Two words. Die, D-I-E, from. Die from.
第三个呢同样是一个词组 die from, 表示一个人死于什么什么原因 die from some reason.
Next we have the word infect. Infect. I-N-F-E-C-T. Infect.
下一个单词翻译成中文是感染的意思，表示一个人受到外界比如说病菌或者病毒的感染，那么可以说 people are infected with some kind of disease.
That's right. Next we have the word mosquito. Mosquito. M-O-S-Q-U-I-T-O. Mosquito.
Okay, 下一个单词 mosquito 或 mosquito 翻译成中文是蚊子，这是我们夏天特别讨厌的一种昆虫。
Yes, I often ask, why do we have mosquitoes? What is their purpose other than to irritate us, right?
Some people are infected by some disease passed by mosquitoes.
Yes, passed or we say carried by mosquitoes.
Right, carried by mosquitoes.
Yes. Next we have the word analysis. Analysis. A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S. Analysis.
下一个单词 analysis 表示分析，但是大家注意了，这个分析呢 analysis 是名词，是分析，如果它的动词呢是 analyze， 是分析的动词，所以今天的分析两个词性，动词呢是 analyze， 名词呢是 analysis。
Next we have the word reveal. Reveal. R-E-V-E-A-L. Reveal.
下面一个词 reveal 表示揭示了一个什么什么道理，一个真相，往往后面跟 reveal the truth or the fact of something.
Next we have the word skull. Skull. S-K-U-L-L. Skull.
下一个词呢听起来有些吓人， scale 是指我们的头骨， scale.
Next is the word scan. Scan. S-C-A-N. Scan.
下一个动词呢是我们在超市会经常看到的一个动作 scan， 比如说我买完商品的时候呢，我们的超市的售货员会 scan 我们的商品，那么扫描或扫一下，那么这个动作呢英文叫 scan。
Yeah, and scan, we can also see in the medical field a lot, right?
Right.
We have body scans and things called CAT scans, PET scans, and so on, where they scan our body.
Right. 另外呢，在医学领域呢，我们对身体进行体检的时候呢，也用这个单词 scan， 对我们的整个身体或者是对我们身体的某一个部位进行体检，那么进行扫描，用这个单词 scan。同时呢，这个 scan 还可以用在我们在 reading 的时候，阅读的时候，一个很快的提升我们阅读速度的一个能力叫 scanning。
Next we have the word malaria. Malaria. M-A-L-A-R-I-A. Malaria.
下面一个单词呢，就是我们提到了传染性极强的一种病叫疟疾，它可以通过蚊子传播给人类。
Malaria is quite common in Africa, but in other continents, malaria is not that common.
Right, because your body has been immune to the bacterial or virus from this kind of mosquito.
Well, maybe, but if you go to Africa, there's a high chance, so you have to make sure you get your shots.
Right.
Okay, lastly, we have the word deadly. Deadly. D-E-A-D-L-Y, deadly.
今天最后一个单词呢，也是我和 Sam 要给大家做一个相对比较详细讲解的一个单词，因为这个 deadly 翻译成中文呢是致命的，非常恐怖的一件事情，比如说 deadly weapon。 但是呢，我们知道 D-E-A-D 呢，同时呢它也是个形容词，表示死的意思。 deadly 和 dead 都是形容词，都跟死有关系，但是呢它们两者呢有很大的一个区别。如果说一个人is dead 表示一个人已经死掉了， right? Somebody is dead. 但如果说一个东西是 deadly， 表示这个东西是致命的，比如说我们一些毒药， a poison is deadly or some snake is deadly.
Yes,
right?
People can be deadly as well.
Right, 比如说我们一些有些毒蛇它是致命的，有些农药啊，有些毒药它们是致命的，所以呢用到这个单词是 deadly。但是这个 dead 表示一个人或者一个生物处于一种死亡的状态。另外还有一个词翻译成 dying， so what's that means dying? If somebody is dying, is he dead?
Well, dying means maybe you will die soon.
Right.
You haven't died yet, but maybe you're almost there.
Right, 所以今天我们区分三个单词呢，第一个是我们讲到的一个 deadly， 表示致命的意思。第二个词呢 dead， D-E-A-D 翻译成中文的死掉的意思。那么第三个词呢是 dying, D-Y-R-N-G, 表示一个人即将死亡的一个状态。Okay, so now let's go to the story, the curse.
Okay, let's read a short article about the Pharaoh's curse. Is there really a curse? In November 1922, a team led by archaeologist Howard Carter discovered the amazing tomb of Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun, or known as King Tut, in Egypt's Valley of the Kings. Soon after the tomb's opening, strange things began to happen. Carter's pet bird was killed by a snake. Ancient Egyptians believed the snake goddess protected the pharaohs. 6 months later, Lord Carnarvon, who paid for Carter's team, died. At that moment, newspapers reported that all the lights in Cairo went out. Many believed he was killed by the pharaoh's curse. One newspaper reported that a curse was found in the tomb. They who enter this tomb shall be visited by wings of death. In reality, Carnarvon had been in poor health for several years and probably died from an infected mosquito bite. The curse in the tomb was never found. And the bird? Perhaps it was just unlucky.
At the beginning of the passage, what was something interesting about the discovery?
Okay, there was an interesting discovery in 1922. There was a discovery of the tomb of Tutankhamun, an ancient Egyptian king.
文章提到了考古学家霍华德，他在1922年发现了一个古墓，这英文我们学过T-O-M-B。 那么这个古墓的主人呢，是古埃及的一个国王，他的名字叫图塔卡门国王。
Now in English, because Tutankhamun is quite a long name and a little difficult,
right,
we call him King Tut for short. Tut.
Right, 在英语里面呢，图坦卡门国王呢，直接缩写成 King Tut, T-U-T.
Well, soon after the tomb's opening,strange things happened. For example, Carter had a pet bird, but soon after the tomb was opened, the bird was killed by a snake. Now, in Egyptian beliefs, there was a snake goddess that protected the pharaohs.
Okay, 当他们打开这个古墓的时候呢，一些特别可怕的、奇怪的事情发生了。首先，第一件事情是 Howard 他的鸟死掉了。His bird died.原因是什么呢？因为埃及人会认为呢，国王的墓呢是由一个神保护的，任何人或者是生物进入到古墓之后呢，有可能遭到袭击。它的名字叫 Snake Goddess， 是一个蛇神。
But goddess we know is a girl,
right?
So this was a girl god or goddess, and we know like in Egypt there was quite a few gods and goddesses, right?
Right.
Some wore like the head of a deer. But you know, something else strange happened.
So, what was it?
Well, 6 months later, there was a man named Lord Carnarvon. He was the man who funded, or we could say paid for Carter's team.
Mm-hmm.
He died 6 months later. When he died, at that same moment, newspapers reported that all the lights in Cairo went out.
我们看一看，除了故事一开始提到了那个鸟死去之后呢，还有一些其他令人难以想象的事情也发生了。第二件事情是什么呢？资助这个考古的这个人，他的名字叫 Carnarvon， 他突然呢死掉了。之后呢，人们又发现了一个报道，这个报道说到当天开罗的整个城市突然断电了，英文用到这个词呢 lights went out.
So it seems strange that all these things would happen, but many people credited these strange things happening because of Pharaoh's curse.
那么这么多的奇怪的事情发生，人们无法理解，然后呢人们会认为可能是法老的咒语发生了作用。文中提到了这个词呢 Pharaoh's curse.
Yes, and another newspaper reported that there was a curse found inside the tomb. And after you translated it from Egyptian, the English is, they who enter this tomb shall be visited by wings of death. Dun dun dun.
Right, 那么看看法老的咒语写的是什么呢？翻译成英文是什么呢？ They who enter...The tomb shall be visited by wings of death. 非常吓人的一句话，就是说，只要进入到古墓的人将会被谁拜访呢？是 wings of death. 死亡的翅膀。只要你进入到这个古墓，那么死亡的翅膀就会光顾你，那么证明 you will be killed.
But actually, Carter is the one who opened the tomb, right?
Right.
Not the guy who funded him.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, many believe that maybe there wasn't a curse. And actually, in reality, the man who funded this archaeological dig, Kamervan, he was in poor health for several years.
那么看看事实究竟存不存在法老的咒语呢？首先我们看看资助这次探险的这位妇人，她死去的原因是什么？因为她的身体呢一直不好，文中提到了 in poor health for several years， 用到了我们刚才讲到这个词组 in poor health， 表示一个人的健康状态非常的不好。
Let's say bit by a mosquito or some sort of insect carrying a diseaseThen it would be quite easy actually for him to die.
人们猜测的一个原因呢 died from infected mosquito bite. 他死亡的原因很有可能遭到了蚊子的叮咬，然后呢里面可能有一些病毒啊或者是一些传染病，然后呢死掉了。文中提到的词呢是 die from， 表示一个人死亡的原因由于外界的因素导致的这种死亡叫 die from。
And what's interesting too is the newspapers said there was a curse in the tomb, but actually that curse that they said existed was never really found.
我们刚才提到了那个法老的咒语呢，人们认为是写在了古墓的墙壁上，但是呢，到今天为止呢，人们仍然没有发现这个 curse 究竟在什么地方。所以呢，这只是人们可能的一种想象，或人们一种迷信的一种观点。So let's see, how did the King Tut die?
Tutankhamun became Pharaoh of Egypt at the age of 9. 10 years later, he was dead. For many years, no one knew how he died. Now researchers think they have an answer. Earlier analysis of King Tut's body revealed pieces of bone inside his skull. Also, his left leg above the knee was badly broken.Some researchers thought this proved Tut died in a hunting accident. Others thought he may have been murdered, perhaps by a blow to the head. But recent computer scans and DNA tests reveal a different answer. The studies show the king was infected by malaria, a deadly disease. This would make it difficult for Tut to recover from his leg injury.
在过去呢，有很多不同的版本、不同的传说，会认为这个国王他死去的原因。比如说，第一个原因呢，人们会认为他呢死于一次 hunting accident， 一次捕猎，然后呢可能出现了意外，他死掉了。但是后来，人们通过先进的科技，通过我们的 DNA 的比对，发现了其中的答案。那么这个答案是什么呢？他死于什么呢？Malaria， 我们提到的这个一种病叫疟疾。疟疾呢，在过去呢是一个非常非常可怕的一种病，英文叫做 deadly disease， deadly disease， 令人致命的一种疾病。
Yeah， so it seems like the tomb wasn't really cursed. Well, it probably wasn't murdered. Actually, he was killed by a disease.
Yeah, maybe a lot of coincidence, and people believe there is a curse.
Yeah, usually when coincidences happen, people think, oh.And they start thinking about all these wild ideas, right?
Right. I think we still have a lot more to say about the death of King, but unfortunately, time is up.
Okay.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
广播电台外语广播中波7740赫有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.8